At the end of last time, we left off with two things that in Havdalah that we wanted to discuss before we discuss the new topic. Right, one was standing versus sitting, and one was the chiv of Nashim in Havdalah. So, Lamaisa, the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So, therefore, kipshuta, women should be potter. However, kiddush is also a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women are chayiv. So, why? So he said, because Zachar v'shamor b'dibarecha ne'emru, and kol sheyeshne b'zichira yeshne b'shmir. In other words, since they're shayach to the lois aseis of Shabbos, so memel the chayv in the aseis of Shabbos also. Right? Because every chayv in the lois aseis of Shabbos is chayv in the aseis of Shabbos. So therefore, since the women obviously have to keep Shabbos, and therefore they also have to keep the mitzvah aseis of Shabbos, which would be kiddush.
Why is it obviously automatically obligate them
and the test? That's the drasha. Gemara makes a drasha. That it's your, the zechira of Shabbos, which is the loisa says, is connected with the shmira. Okay. So the thing is, Havdalah, however, may not be included in that category because Havdalah is not considered a mitzvah of Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, maybe it's not included in the Hekesh to Shabbos, and therefore maybe women are potter from Havdalah. That's the tzad, that maybe women are potter from Havdalah. So therefore, since it's a Lemaisa, there's a possibility that women are potter in Havdalah. That being said, however, just like any other mitzvah, I say Shazman Grama, okay, the women can obligate themselves in Havdalah if they want to.
If it was that way, they probably took it upon themselves.
Exactly.
And got in trouble that way.
So therefore, it could be that they could do it for themselves anyway. Now, that's the Bach says. Afilu man damar shepturas mekamakum yecholos laham shechal atzmon chiyuv ulahavdal al atzmon kamei b'shoyfer velula. Okay, now. Now, the problems with that is going to be that, according to Svardim, they're not going to have that. Now, the good part is that the Ramachaber, who paskins that women are chayiv in Havdalah. Okay, it's only the Ramah which is not sure about it. So the Ramachaber says Nashim chayavas b'Havdalah, k'shem shechayavas b'kiddush. He says Yesh mich shechaylak, but when he brings the first sheet of Bestams, that's the halacha.
What if you bring it in? You have to bring it out.
Yeah. So therefore, it's a mitzvah of, because part of it is also it's a mitzvah of kavod Shabbos to show Shabbos doesn't just end. You make a siman that Shabbos is over. It's a kavod of Shabbos with b'yitziyasa, just like b'knisasa. So the mechaber says they could do it. The Ramah says al kain lo yavdilu la'atzmam. They really shouldn't make havdalah themselves. So this is the makor where you have an inyan that the women don't make havdalah themselves. Okay, besides that, we mentioned last week that the Zestri is supposed to drink the wine of Havdalah. So the Magadamah says, but if they have no choice, they make Havdalah themselves, they do. So in Lamaisa, the bottom line is like this. Anisha is allowed to make Havdalah herself if she has to for two reasons. Maybe she's obligated, and if she's not obligated, she could be mechayev herself in it. So therefore, a woman can make Havdalah herself. But it's only a suffix if she's really chayev or she's not chayev. Therefore, a man who already was Yotzei Havdalah should not make Havdalah especially for a woman. Because now your only right to make it again is if the other person is obligated.
What if you hear Havdalah, let's say sometimes I finish Dami Shmona so later, I hear it, say amen, it's a bracha.
Yeah, but you don't have any kavanah to be Yotzei. Yeah, so therefore a husband should not have kavanah to be Yotzei. That's why in most shuls, they have a single man making an Havdalah in the shul, Motzei Shabbos. Because that way he could the married man would still be able to make Havdalah at home for his wife. Because it's a suffix. You don't want her to make herself because there's this problem. And you don't want to make for her again, even though Kiddush.
She can't make it herself.
We're saying because it's a machlokes if she can make it herself. It's not so simple. The Bach says she could, but there are Muslims to say, lo yavdilu l'atzmo. So it's better to avoid it. So therefore, I know many cases people go out of their way to make Havdalah for their wife, for the woman. Like, let's say, if sometimes it's a Shabbos, if a lady, let's say, had a baby and she's in the hospital. So sometimes you'll find, the husband will go to the hospital and make Havdalah for his wife. Because there's this thing that the woman is a shayla if they can make Havdalah for themselves. Okay? Now, besides that shayla, if they can make Havdalah, there's it's up to you. So the
you know where we left off? You jumped up. If the
The shaila of the woman making avdala herself is like this, though. The shaila is, even if she's allowed to make avdala herself, but there's a separate shaila on the bori me'arei ha'esh. Is the woman allowed to make the bori me'arei ha'esh herself? Why? Because it's a special bracha that was mesukin. It's not a brachas hanenin. It's not a brachas hashvach. It's like a special bracha that they were mesukin. Motzei Shabbos to make this bracha b'hakar of the fire. So maybe they're only mechayiv it for someone that's obligated in havdalah. So in the original chiyuv of havdalah, there was no chiyuv to make on women. There was no chiyuv havdalah. Therefore, there was no takana to make bari me'areish. And maybe they can only accept upon themselves a mitzvah. Who says they can accept upon themselves this new bracha? It wasn't mesukin for them. So therefore, some hold that you can't make bari me'areish.
It's
two separate problems. Like we said yesterday, you can make a bari me'areish if you make havdalah on Sunday. You don't make a bari me'areish. Bari me'areish is a din of Motzei Shabbos. It's not necessarily a din of havdalah. That din of Motzei Shabbos, it could be that they weren't mechuyev, and if they're not mechuyev, they can't be mekabel. But some they could for sure make because it's a chelik of the seder of havdalah, and also it's just a brachas hanenin. So you could take a besamim in the middle of the week and make a man. But this bracha is a special bracha. Who says that they can make it? So for the bir halacha lemaisa paskins that a woman who makes havdalah for herself should not say bari me'areish. That's the bir halacha's psak. However, most other poskim, including Moshe Feinstein and Shmuel Vosner and Moshe Sternbach and a lot, a whole list of poskim, paskin, Chaim Kanievsky also, that the women, our minhag is that the woman who a woman who makes havdalah herself also makes bari me'areish herself. And if she makes bari me'areish herself, there's another shaila, is she allowed to do it in the middle of the havdalah process? Because why? Because maybe it's a hefsik between the bari pre'agafin and the wine. Remember we said last week, you can't just decide out of nowhere, okay, in the middle of my havdalah, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, bari pre'agafin. And then say, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, bari me'areish samin. Yeah, but that was a takana. Bari me'areish. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, bari pre'adama, and have a potato. It's a hefsik between the bari pre'agafin and the drinking. So therefore, if a woman is not obligated to make bori me'arei ha'esh, and she goes ahead and makes bori me'arei ha'esh, is it sad to say to be a hefsek? Well, the ma'aseh, the minhag ha'olam is that the woman is allowed to make bori me'arei ha'esh, even in the middle of havdalah, even by herself. But ma'aseh, so that's the halacha, the ma'aseh, it sounds like they could do it, but talk, it's better to avoid it if possible.
Is it brought down anywhere
to lift
the fire?
It just makes it easier. And then there's the whole thing of Kabbalah, if the woman should do the nails because she was gurn the chet, but I don't know anything about that. So the bottom line, it would seem like l'maisa halach l'maisa, the best thing is for a man to be motzi a woman in havdalah, a woman who lives by herself, and it's going to be a big tircha for her every week to go find someone to make havdalah for her. So she's allowed to make havdalah herself. You know, it's going to be too complicated otherwise. However, there are some women who live themselves that try to go to her neighbor every week to hear havdalah. They don't want to make it themselves. So shaila, you know, there is such a shaila out there. If a woman finds herself in that matzav, she asks a shaila exactly.
And she does make havdalah for herself. She obviously drinks the wine.
If she makes havdalah for herself, she does taka drink the wine. Yeah. Okay, now, look at the issue of sitting and standing. So, during havdalah, what does the oil here do? I bet you everyone stands.
I sit.
Yeah?
I stand until I drink the wine, then I sit.
Oh, very good. Okay. So, the Maisa, in Shechnarach it says basically what it says here, which is that there's a lot of different minhagim. So, Shechnarach says, Omer Havdalah Miyushav. You're supposed to sit down when you say Havdalah. But then the Ramah says, V'yesh Omer Ma'uma. The Ramah, our minag, is to say it standing. V'chei Noyegim Medinas Elu. So the Ramah would seem to say that an Ashkenazi should make it standing up. And what's the logic to make it standing up? Because, like we said, it's covered for the Yoim that you're being malavid the Yoim as it leaves. So what type of covet is that? If okay, see you later, you know, you're sitting in your lounge chair and it's leaving. You're supposed to stand up when you're being malavid out the door. So you have to, you know, that's the way you greet the malka. That's why you escort out the malka. You have to be standing up.
I always thought it meant like You don't want the Shabbos to leave, so you're sitting again by the table.
Oh, no. No, so...
That's a good...
Huh?
I don't know, that's what I thought.
Please don't go.
Yeah, no, the Indian to stand is that you're, while you're being malavit, you're standing, you're showing cover. What's the Indian of sitting? So Lamaisa, the Indian of sitting is a whole different Indian. The Indian of sitting is that when you're being motzi other people, okay, when you're being motzi other people, you want everyone to be kavua together. When everyone's standing all over the place, there's no kvias. Okay, so therefore, since there's no kvias, it's very hard to it's not considered you're together in the matziv to go ahead and make kiddush together or havdalah. So therefore, you should make havdalah together, havdalah sitting down. Okay, that's a nice svara, but lamaisa, if you're not being mostly other people, then it doesn't really apply. And let's say you're just being mostly your family members, a small group of people, so everyone will stand around. It's also good enough. So lamaisa, it's tzarchin that the minhags Ashkenaz should be to stand up during Havdalah. Now, even if you stand up during Havdalah, you should do what you said you do, which is to drink sitting down. So you got it right. The question is, what the other people that do it sitting, what's the pshat? So if you're Sephardi and you go with, so that's good. But if you're Ashkenazi, then what? Now, in yeshiva, I got the minhag all of a sudden. My father used to stand up, but in yeshiva, everyone sat down. So I picked up the minhag to sit down. In yeshiva, we sit down to make havdalah. But then I realized it's not a raya, because in yeshiva, you want to be motzi 150 people. So everyone has to be sitting, because otherwise, if everyone's standing, there's no kvius. So when you're being motzi other people, kvius, there's no sense of togetherness. But at home, maybe I should go back to my old minig to stand up, because that's really the ikar minig of the Ramah.
Isn't the reason to fish because once you finish the bracha, you want to drink right away?
I hear what you're saying. I didn't see that anywhere.
What does the Shulchan Aruch say we sit?
It says Shulchan Aruch says we sit, but the Ramah says we stand.
But why does the Shulchan Aruch, does it bring down why we sit?
Yeah, because he says, the Mishnah Berurah says for kvias, yeah. And it's only nogei when you add in other people. Mm-hmm. Okay?
So you have your family plus other people?
Yeah, I mean a larger group, you know. Now,
I don't know if you discussed it on Friday night, but there were about three different
possibilities. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I like the one where I've been being the highest one where you stand up for the declaration. You give testimony to standing up, which is the European way of doing things in a court of law.
That's the way I do it, also, Jerry. So we're in it together on that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a secular court.
And then you
sit down for a goffin. Yeah. Right. So that's regarding Kiddush. We discussed Kiddush. And Havdalah, also, the Ikar is to sit down for the Kviyas. But if you're not being motzi people, or there's no, you're not, everyone's together, so then really the Ikar should be to stand up. Now, there's a big contradiction in the Minhag Agra. Because the Minhag Agra, in the Maaseh Rav, the Maaseh Rav is the list of the Minhagim of the Gra. First of all, in the Bira Gra, in the Pirish of the Gra, in the Shulchan Aruch, here he says the Ikar is like the Shulchan Aruch, not the Ramah. So that means the Ikar is to sit. And in the Maaseh Rav, it says that the Ikar is to sit. But in a different place in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like he holds that the Ikar is to stand. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that he saw that the Gra used to make Kiddush standing.
Kiddush,
so, Havdalah, I mean. So there's Shtickel Steer over here. So I saw they want to say, it depends. When he was being motzi people, he would sit. And that's what the Ramah is. The Mechaber is talking about being, when you're being motzi. So that's why Kalapi, this Machloik is between the Ramah and the Mechaber. If you should sit or stand when you're being motzi people, then you should sit. But when you're just doing it yourself, you should stand.
Well, but they didn't know that when they were having Machloik, when the Ramah brought it down.
No, the Ramah is saying, even though you're being motzi people, you should still stand. Because he holds the Indian of being Malave is more important than the Indian of Kvias. But the point is that Lekuli Alma, when you're not being motzi anybody, you should stand. comes out. And even if you're being mostly one other person, they could stand next to it. It's already good enough. It's like the whole thing.
But if your minhag already is to sit.
So, you could do your minhag. You should do your minhag. I'm just saying, to understand the sharish of the davar, meaning like my minhag. I don't know if my minhag is really right, because I picked up my minhag from yeshiva, but they only did it there because they were being mostly large groups of people. Now, what about the listeners? This thing about kvias, you're doing it sitting down. So, l'chayra, if you do, what about the people that are listening? If the whole idea is kvias, l'chayra, everybody has to be sitting, no? Right? So the Mishnah Berurah is not a mashma like that. That the ikur is that everyone should be sitting. If you're already doing the minhag of sitting, if you're doing the minhag of standing, then you know, then everyone should just be congregated together. Okay. So those are the two inyanim that we wanted to cover in Avdalah: sitting, standing. Now the next halacha, I left it for the end, but the next halacha I want to talk about is a very difficult one to be mekayim for everybody, for tamidei chachamim, for simple people, it's a hard halacha. It's a difficult mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah derabanan, and it's a very chashuva mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that it says on this mitzvah, it says that if you do this, ma'arichin lo yomav shnoisav, you get a long life. So it's a gishmak mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to learn the parsha Shnai Mikra ve'echa Targum. Now you're supposed to read the whole parsha. It's a mitzvah derabanan. You're mechuyev to do it. It's not like a segula, okay? It's not, you know, an option. It's a mitzvah derabanan, just like Sfiras HaOmer nowadays, like just like many other mitzvahs, okay? It's a mitzvah derabanan to do Shnai Mikra ve'echa Targum. What does that mean? Shnei Mikra ve'echa Targum means that you have to read every pasuk in the parsha twice and the Targum once. You have to read through the whole parsha two times, plus you have to read the Targum. The Targum is the explanation of the pasukim. Okay? So, this is a very old mitzvah. This already comes from like Moshe Rabbeinu's times. And the idea behind the mitzvah is that we should become pekiyim. We should really know the Chumash properly. We should know it well. So if every week you read the whole parsha twice, plus the Targum, which is a certain explanation of Pichazal, of the Psukim, so you'll understand the Torah very well. So Mamela, you should read through the whole parsha twice, plus the Targum once.
If you don't understand the Targum.
Okay, so we have to get to how to fulfill the mitzvah exactly. But the Inyan is a very important mitzvah. Okay, Shnei Mikra ve'echa Targum. So, yeah. So now, the idea is like this, right? You don't do it? When you don't do it? When you don't do it? What do you do? Echad Mikra ve'echad Masik Mor? So, the Indian is to read. Now there's different ways to do it but the Indian is like this: during the week that the parsha is read, that means from Shabbos Mincha, okay, from Shabbos Mincha, which is the first time you read the parsha, till Shabbos morning, before you read the lay in the parsha, you're supposed to lechatchila finish the whole parsha, read it through twice, plus one time Targum, which is one time an explanation.
The whole week.
During the week you could do it also. Even though some say...
You're saying from Mincha time before Shabbos.
From Mincha time to Shabbos before.
Oh,
like okay. This week, from Shabbos, you could start Pasha's Matos from Shabbos afternoon through next Shabbos. Shabbos Mincha, you're already laying next week's Parsha. So therefore, from then, at that point, starts next week's parsha.
That's
Reb Chaim Kanevsky says it's actually when you daven. Others say not like that, but it's a suffix. So it's like this: La'olam, the Mishnah, La'olam Yashlam Adam Parshiyos Avimatzibur. So you have to do it with the tzibur. When the tzibur is laying the parsha, you should be mashlim the parsha shnai mikavecha targum. Means during the week that they're laying. Okay. So now.
Not literally.
No. It means during the week. So now that means you could, there's different ways to do it. The Vilna Gaon used to do a little bit every week, every day. Some people say it's a mitzvah to do dafka erev Shabbos. But we're not going to talk about lecha tchilos over here, because in lagabi this, everyone has to do it and find a way that they can, that works for them, that they're just going to end up doing. Okay? So there's different ways to do it. When it says in Mishnah Berurah is two options, but I saw that there's other options as well. Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it is that the mitzvah is to do shnayim mikra ve'echa targum. You should read the psukim twice and then the targum after the psukim. Okay, you shouldn't read like the targum interchangeably with the. Okay, so now there's two ways to do it. Some people do, they read the pasuk twice and then the targum. So let's say you read like this: Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemor, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemor, Umal Hashem Moshe Lemeimar. That's the targum.
So they add these chumashes there.
And they printed a new chumash that makes it easy. You don't have to go back. And nowadays, to move your finger up a line is already a whole tircha. So Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemor, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemeimar, and then it has the targum right there. So you can just read it straight. I don't know why it's such a big deal to hold your finger, move it back, but all right.
So,
exactly. So like this. So that's one way to do it, and you read the whole entire parsha that way. You say the targum, and then whatever the pasuk is, you say it twice, right? So that's the way you do it, every pasuk by pasuk. The other option is that you do it inyan by inyan. So you read the whole parsha, and when I say parsha, it does not mean the whole parsha, the weekly sedra. The parsha means where you come in the Torah to a stop, which is either with a psucha or a stuma, a pei. You know, in the chumash, you'll find that there's a space between sections. It's either an open space or a closed space. That's a pei or a samach in the chumash. It means that here there's a parasha stuma or psucha. It stops here. So read a whole section of the parasha, and then read the whole section again, and then say the targum on that section. Those are the two ways that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah. Lemaisa, other people, what they do is they read the whole entire sedra twice, and then the targum. Okay. Now, that's another option. Lemaisa, the Levush says that what you could do is that you could read the targum in between the two times that you read the pasuk. So you could say Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemar, then you could say Umal Hashem Moshe Lemar, and then Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemar again. What?
That was said in the beginning.
The Levush says you could. Mishabur says b'diavad you could. So it's not a chatchila. Now, yeah. And so those are another two options that are brought down that are not in the Mishaburi. He doesn't like them, but those are another two options. And the Chazon Ish Fakir likes that option better. Because the Chazon Ish says that the whole idea is you read the Pasuk, you don't know what you're talking about, then you read the Targum, now you know what you're talking about, and then you read the Pasuk again, now with a newfound understanding, because now you read the Targum in between.
That's the
opposite,
right?
Yeah.
But not all the way through.
No, yeah, same thing. So, according to the Levush, now.
So now the
one thing that's brought down is that you're allowed to read together with the Shliach Tzibur while he's laying.
That counts.
Yeah, not if you hear it. You have to read along with him. So now what you could do is you could do like this. According to the Levush, what you could do is you could lay in the whole parsha before Shabbos and lay in the whole Targum. Once, Pasuk Targum, and then read along with the Chazan, with the Baal Koyre once. So you're doing like the Chazanish's way. You're doing Pasuk Targum, and you only have to do it once because you have the laning, you know, you have the laning. Or what you could do is, what the stipler used to do is that you do the Psukim once through. You do the psukim once through, and then you do the psukim again with the bakare, and the targum you read between the aliyahs. But that's only if you're paying attention and you can read fast. Now,
is the targum a compilation of commentaries, or is it one guy called the targum?
The targum is the targum unkelus that we're talking about. The targum unkelus was a ger, and he got his pirish was given at Sinai together with the Torah. Wow. So it's a very authentic pirish.
Before he even was born?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I don't know. I guess so, yeah. Right.
So his commentary.
I don't know what that means. You're right. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know how that works, but it says that it was given together with the Metzina. I'm not sure what that means, 100%. But that's what it says. Yeah, you threw me off a little bit. No, I'm a little thrown off on that, but okay, fine.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So, good. Okay, so those are the different ways to go ahead and do the Shnayim Mikravei HaTargum. Now, Lamaisa, another thing that you could do, some people find it very difficult to read the Targum. First of all, you break your teeth on it, because it doesn't flow like the Psukim. Second of all, you don't gain anything if you don't understand what it means. Because the Targum could be saying a very slight nuance, which you may not understand in Aramaic what the nuance is. Right? I have a friend he graduated college before he finished 12th grade. Because he was doing the whole time, he's a brilliant guy, he's still now, 15 years later, he's still learning in the mirror. Mamash, brilliant, brilliant guy. But his father wanted him to get a college degree. He just wanted to learn. So Lamaisa, while he was in high school, he was doing all these college courses online and this and that. Brilliant guy. And so one of the things was that for extracurricular credits, they let him do like his independent study type of zachim. So basically, he wrote a whole report about Targum Unkelus. And he basically got college credit for doing Shnayim Mikravei HaTargum. That was more or less what he pulled off. But he put together like places where the Targum doesn't go with the Pashut Pshat in the Pasuk. No, it was. It was very valid. But the point is that there's a lot of places that the Targum adds in or says things a little differently as a nuance. But if you don't understand it, so what to do? So the Shulchan Aruch says you could say Rashi. If you learn Rashi, that's like Targum. Now Rashi will take you longer than reading the Targum, but at least you'll gain something because you'll understand Rashi's pshat.
Okay? Targum predates Rashi.
Yeah. Because Rashi brings down the Targum very often. So now Rashi will explain the pasuk, and you'll be yotzei the mitzvah if you say it right now. Some of Farshim learn that since you're using Rashi as a Targum, you actually have to say the Rashi. It's not enough to learn it.
Also, the psukim that there's no Rashi, you have to say.
Targum. Oh, and the psukim that there's no Rashi, there's not Rashi in every pasuk. Those psukim, you have to say Targum.
They got to make a book for that.
So now, or you could say the pasuk three times.
Oh, to say the pasuk one more time, the ones that aren't brought down in Rashi.
Yeah,
and with the art scroll commentary.
Now, the other option is a pirush, which will incorporate the best of Rashi and the Targum into their translation. You could also use. So that means theoretically, an art scroll pirush, which is a pichazal. Right, an art scroll pirush, which is a pichazal, right, and they incorporate the taich of Rashi into the psukim, right. So according to that, you could really use that as your target.
So just read that.
But I don't
stone?
Think you could read it. I think you have to say it. You
the
can't.
Stone chumash?
What?
The stone chumash in English?
Yeah, I would think that if you say that chumash in English, you have to say it vocally. It's not enough to read it with your eyes.
But we are saying the top part. Like the pasukim or the bottom part?
The bottom part where it says the pasuk, it references to the number and it explains what the pasuk is with Rashi.
What? No, 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 the top. Yeah.
What happens if you're behind like a bunch of parts?
Okay, I'll get to that.
I know.
Okay, before I say it, I'll remember. Because why am I saying that? Because the Mishnah Berurah here brings down that Mishaino Bar Halchish Yovin is Pirush Rashi. If you can't learn all the Rashi's, Zok the Mishnah Berurah Roy Likros Perish HaTorah Sheish Beloshen Ashkenaz Bizmanenu. You could use a Yiddish Pirish. He going Sefer Tzenu Re'en of a Kayotze Boy Hamivarim Is a Parsha Al Pi Pirush Rashi. Okay, so Lemaisa he says that you can use. Well, yeah, but not he doesn't say that you could use he doesn't say that you can use a translation. He says you have to use like a Pirish which incorporates the Rashi. Right?
That's what this is, just happens to be new.
What, this? What?
It's a Pirush incorporates other Mefarshim, Orifayim, and it also incorporates.
But it incorporates all the Rashi? Yeah.
I don't know if it incorporates all the Rashi.
It incorporates Rashi, basically. Right, so yeah, but this is very tedious. It's a lot to read. Right. Yeah, something like this, which incorporates the Rashi, okay, so that Lachar should be good enough. Because that's like a targum.
So just reading the top part.
So you read this twice, and then this, that should be enough. This Lachar is not enough, because it's just a literal translation. It's a P Rashi, but they're not really adding more than the Pasha Psha.
Right, that's like really doing it. Like not the
bare bones. Right, that's like bare bones, yeah.
Isn't that shit to know that says you can do that?
Probably. Let me look. Hold on one second. Let me take a look here.
Instead of the Hebrew or instead of the Rashi?
What? No, instead of the target. I don't know, I heard it.
I don't know. And no one's saying that. I don't see that here in this farm right now. Okay? Now, so those are the choices. Okay? Rashi, Targum, a Pirush that incorporates Rashi. Those are the options. Now, what did someone ask me? Oh, if you're buying the Parasha. Okay. So also, you're not supposed to go out of order. So in other words, you're not supposed to like read this Rashi, read this pasuk and then that pasuk and catch up there. You're supposed to go in order. So now, what happens if you're behind two parashas? Are you supposed to do the current week's parasha, or are you supposed to do last week's parasha before you do this week's parasha?
I'd say the current parasha.
What?
The current parasha.
So I always thought the current parasha also, but I saw now that it says not like that. It says you're supposed to do last week's parasha because you're supposed to go in order. Okay, so that's interesting. Now, what? Now it's like this. When are you supposed to finish it by? When's the chatchila? So the chatchila, the most chatchila time to finish it by is when you start eating Shabbos morning. By the meal. By the morning meal. Huh? No, so that's fine, but that's before your meal, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, that's the lechatchila when you're supposed to finish it. If you didn't finish it by then you should finish it by mincha. And if not, then finish it by Wednesday. If not, then you have to simchas Torah to finish it. That's like a bedieved. I know someone sat down the whole entire Sesame Tshuva before Yom Kippur. He couldn't learn anything. He had to do Shem Rikavach HaTagim straight for like a week. Because he was like holding in like Lech Lech.
That's it, just a week?
Right?
Just a week, that's it?
With Rashi, whatever. The kids took this guy a long time. So if it's not good to wait till the last minute to go do that, and fine. Now, by the way, there's a call. You do not have to do Shnei Mekavach HaTargum for laying extra parashas. Let's say like Parashas HaChodesh, Parashas Shkolim, or the Yom Tov leanings. Because the whole idea is that you should finish the Torah so often. So if you're landing something on a different week, that's fine. You don't have to do that. It's only the Ikra Parsha of the Shavua that you have to do. You have to do Shnei Mikra Vecha Targuman. Okay. Now, if you get into a Shaila, if let's say you go to Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they're landing a different Parsha that week, so you could miss a week. So what do? I'm not going to discuss that now because whatever. If it happens, we'll get involved. But the point is that you're supposed to lane it together with the tzibur. The bottom line is that if you do this mitzvah properly, besides the Gemara says that it's ma'arich l'yom of a shneisav, but to bring down a lot of schools involved, right? Yiske l'chaim toivim usukanim l'skul l'yashamayim. So it's a good inyan, and also it's a good zach to mechanech children in doing it also. Obviously from the age that they're able to, so it's not very young. But a boy that can read, it's good practice. They'll know the Chumash, and they should get in the habit of reading through the Parsha, you know, often.
In other words, I'm going to take my time in the Parsha, understand it, go back, look at this Pirushim, look at other Pirushim, or is it just something more Yotze? That's what the...
Well, if the Kavana is going to make you not be Yotze, then you have to do it in the way you're Yotze. But if you could do it in a way to incorporate the mitzvah and the understanding, the more you're understanding, the better it is. But if you're learning B'iyun and it's going to take you a long time, and you're going to go back and you're not going to read every pasuk, do two different things. One is I'm learning the Chumash, another thing is I'm doing Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum. You don't have to incorporate them in one thing. Yeah, it's good to do that, you know, but you don't have to.
But the Rashi is a good substitute.
Yeah, but it still means you have to read the whole parasha twice. You have to say the words of the pasuk.
And you have to read the Rashi out loud.
That's lechatchila. You know, if you don't do that, it's also fine. It's also fine.
The art scroll commentary doesn't do it, huh?
I mean, first of all, there are art scroll. There are art.
Rashi only translates one word out of the whole pasuk.
Right. It gives you a flow.
It makes it a lot more difficult because then you have to go back and fill in the words.
No, it doesn't say that. It says the puzzle has no Rashi. You do the time. Let's say if it has one Rashi, you read the other.
You do the target.
You're very funny.
Now, Mice, if there's an English Rashi, so use the English Rashi. All right? Fine. Yeah,